Bill Rousseau is Sonoma County's clerk, recorder, and assessor, and in that last part of the job, he keeps track of how property tax assessments are rolling in. The last couple of years have been a period of improvement, I guess we'd say. What does that mean for the county?
Well, last year we improved slightly. The roll was up about 3.34%, and that meant a little bit more property tax revenue for the county. But for this year, even though we haven't closed the roll, we're anticipating between a 5 and a 6% increase in assessed values.
Does that represent more sales or higher prices for the sales, or how does it compute?
Well, it's a combination of several things. When we look at the median value of properties from January to January, they're up almost 20%. That means the sales of properties have gone up during the year, so that helps with the roll increase. As well as we had about 55,000 residential properties that we had reduced because of the market conditions. They sold originally for higher than their market values were over time, and so we lowered them. And now with the recovery of the real estate market, we're starting to bring some of those back.
How does that work when Prop 13 is still in effect to tie the tax rate to the sale price?
Well, if the sale of the property was a market value sale, Prop 13 becomes the ceiling, and only a 2% increase can be on that Prop 13 value. But in many cases, from 07 through 2013, people's Prop 13 values were quite a bit larger than their market values. And so what we did in our office is we reduced about 55,000 of those Prop 13 values to their market values. So let's say someone bought for $600,000, we may have lowered them to $400,000, but that was a temporary reduction. So now with the market recovering, their Prop 13 might be over $600,000 because of the CPI. We may be moving them back to in the $500,000 range, still below their Prop 13, but higher than they were last year. As long as they're under Prop 13, we can adjust them annually until we hit that ceiling.
We've talked about percentages. What are the raw numbers? How much money are we talking about?
The assessment roll itself last year was about $66 billion in value, which equates to about $660 million in property taxes, a little over 1%. This year, we may get up to close to $68 billion in value, which is $680 million in property taxes.
This is what's driving the good news in all the local budget stories we're seeing then, I take it.
Right, because the property taxes, the state for schools gets the majority of it, somewhere in the 50% range. The county gets around 20, and then schools and special districts get the remaining part of that.
Does this make your job easier, or you get more complaints when those other assessments go up?
Well, we had a lot of appeals when they were going down, and we anticipate we'll have some this year as they go up. But most homeowners who know sales in their area know that values have significantly increased in the residential market. So we ask them to look at what values are in their area and see if the assessments make sense. The big difference in property tax is, even though you may get the bill in the fall, the appraisal date is January 1 of each year. So it may be October when you get the bill, but the date that we're looking at other sales to compare your property with is the previous January 1.
So you got most of a year's lag.
Yeah, that's just the way the Revenue and Taxation Code built it in. So if the market's going up further that year, it doesn't reflect in it. If it's gone down, then we'll look at it the following year.
Interesting to know the inner workings of your office, Bill. Thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Well, thank you for the interview.